è il figlio dei desideri di Dio.
No, ogni individuo. So many have your vision for you.
Because how does the Nietzsche come to Nietzsche's end? The bar after he finished writing the death, he would not give it to him, let Nietzsche take it unless he decides to divorce. Now the Nietzsche has it, so it's a raya that it was Nietzsche from the bar to Nietzsche, it is it. Alright. So in other words, so we see the Rashi she says from the Mishnah direction. We see the Rashi three times down. So if Rashi three times down, so that means according to Rav Meir, so the Tilichtime Karte, so he gets his kosher with Tilichtime, he's without the Limitiret. He's without the Limitiret. So obviously when Rashi says, Rav Meir Zavid, Rav Meir Zavid, Rav Meir So it all goes according to Reb Lezer. Because according to Reb Meir, so the important thing is the Lechtime. Without the Lechtime, they get his own get. With the Lechtime, they get his get. Even without the Lechtime. But according to Reb Lezer, so the get can be a get without the Lechtime. But without the Lechtime, the get is no get. Why is the get no get? Because of the store of the get. We struggle with it here. The Yehuda with Chrisis in the sense of making the star into a star. How do we know that without the Nisiret, the star, the get is no get? Maybe by Momen, by Stamatone, so without taking the star is no star, because Momen requires aiding, but get is Isurim. So maybe it doesn't require aiding. So maybe even without the Nisiret, the star should be star, the get should be get. So he says, no, because there is a droshe of double momen, so it means the levuma de ka'aloche. So it means the baal is known a mones. Only Eidim has a mones. Thou call Obin an Eidim. The alfinu ne'al with double momen. So since Gereshin itself requires Eidim levure, so star of Gereshin also requires Eidim. Also requires Eidim. And it requires Eidim Yisire. So maybe without Eidim Yisire, the get is no get. But according to Reb Meir, the get it can be a get, even without it. That's how it appears roughly. Right. Now, according to Teitre, so the Pshat, now let's learn the Teitre. Gmar HaChomim Reb Lezer. Pir Yikuntre, Zohar Reb Yisire Yika. Vabor Linote Yitzichol Oveidu Yisire. Vidavke Hoch אז דור שיוכל די בין הרעשי לצליחי למציר את אישור שבו עשו לנושא. אבל בדיק נחשו לי דור שיוכל די יחילו לנושא על זה. תחתים, אינו הוא אני תחיל לך דבר. ועשו לי רב לזה, כי התנאם צוי בסר, מה יפה דור שתחיל לי, שאיני זמחי תנו הגטו ומציתי תנאי לו. אבל מה שפיר לביקון שלי? זו רמי ירי שבו לנושא בגט, הכל סוף על דובו. על דובו, שיוכל לי די כנצליחי למציר, ואיזמחתו מבואים לביאו לפנינו. יש מכיר נשימות, אמביה ובתנועי ודיאבתי, וכדיודה, משמע ביה וצדק המון, הווה כושר, ביה וצדק המון, הווה כושר, ביה אפשרוי מהכיר. מי יבין שהיא מוכסות היכת, למשמע בריסו, הגט, כדו שיכול לדעי את נוזר תרגום, so even if we know that no deal occurred, so it's no good according to me. Why? Because it's a מוכסות היכת. Wherever it's not, there is no such a loche as מוכסות היכת. All right. So that's... So, Reb Lezer Amir says that man chachomim Reb Lezer Betam. Gomer in Yisheta. Now, Reb Lezer Amir says another thing. Leo Mechadolot, Amir. Lo yich si Reb Lezer... Lo yich si Reb Lezer Betam, he would not mach si abak, like sa si ochli zayi, elo leout. Elo leout, avu mechanasso ayon in Nori. Kai Shimon Dio me have the Tnoye Viziyavte. So Rashi says, Elu Laute, al Shi Yivose Ribez, in the ancient Yisalo, Vidiya Shi Yikrushe, Vyatiru Ali Nose, Vichidin Dio Yiv me have, Uvin Yisire Lui Kai Shimon Viziyavte, Bot Yiv Vach Asoro Yomi, So then Uya Cheshe, Maybe there was a deal, but they didn't have the impression that there was no deal. Maybe they even forgot it. They think that there was no deal, that the get is mamish in the same shape as it was at the time when they signed it, but maybe they forgot. So, Rabbi Yechel Nomar, in the cover of our yomim, we need to get all this night here, so we don't have to worry. Maybe the evening forgot. The evening don't forget. All right. Now then, we are going to bless you. Now the brother says another man. Say a marabuot. A brother of Amir says another man. We hear Shere Blazer, the time of the Yid, as we show story flowing, see when Tatum the Kriheret, the Mayam, the Yom Imrat. So Rashi says, Elo the Yid, the Nasu in El Ati Atiro, the Yechelo, the Hobby, the Bez, the Aute, the Atiro, the Shuv, the Nitzricho, the Ge, the Chid, the Shuv, the Bez, the Yitzichre, the Kiri Dobo. Aber die Stolz, die keine Liebe weine, wie die Jungen, die Mottigle, hat man auch hoch, wie ich gehoil, wie sie rät, hat auch hoch, wie Samchina, wie ich finde, wie Hunde, da ich sage, wie ich heiße, wie nehme, wie keine. So wie Schorstorres, it's no good. Why? Because Schorstorres ist keine Liebe weine. So ist keine Liebe weine. Now, if it's keine Liebe weine, so maybe, there is a thing, the Malve will be made to the star, after his mommy Ruben. And by that time, the Nisire will have forgotten. So, when we say, Yechani Dechtine, Vumizayi Tzavel Yeni, Yechaitzime Eidi Neini Dinkei. Now, to take it to the Kashi, and last. Now, Pira the Kontrest, the Kainel is divine. We deal with Moshe at Vano, Yishkei Nisire Hadoro, the Samkina Yechtine. Wum is I Savelli, the Hit Maiden in the King, Gurushi Doku, the woman is one week to reach Mahal Yachim, the Gavashi of his eyes. Monashah, he's the Maud of the Mitzvah star after his mother Ruben, and the Yisire will forget, and the Yisire will forget. So, Mele, how can we be saying Mahal Yachim, the Yachim are signed on the Kashi of his eyes? So, what's right? Does Besdin have to rely on the Yechzine, the Yechzine, the Tzav Shiochu Yizai? And how will Bez make such a mistake? Now, so what is saying? It says, Nira Rabbi Yitzchok, the Kaim Yishim Yitzchok Yitzchok, the Yimich Shere Bishtore Tafilu Ha'uta, the Dinon Rol Lami Yem Yirabi. Now, so we have to, so according to Peter, so the Pshat is Yitzchok Yitzchok, the Shor Shtore, by the way, it's by the Shor Shtore, the Yitzchok Yitzchok, if it's Tzav Shiochu Yizai, so then it certainly cannot serve the Yishtarai. Because in order to serve the Yishtarai, then it must function as the Yishtarai permanently. Now, if it can function as the Yishtarai only temporarily, but not permanently, then it's not Yishtarai, what can Yishtarai be? It's not Yishtarai. So, maybe by story moment, if there's a cause of the Miyam Yom Rabbi, that the story moment, the story king moment, even story king moment, that if it cannot function as a permanent shtaraye, so it's not affecting the shtakin. So that we have a zirtakosot in story moment. We don't have such a zirtakosot in get. In get we have no such a zirtakosot. So even if the get cannot function as a permanent shtaraye, so it cannot function as a permanent shtaraye. But the shtakin can function. But by story moment, we have this zirtakosot of Mutatim, Kriheret, and Mayom Bila Rabbi, that if it can't function as a permanent Yishtaraye, it's not effective as Yishtakim. It has to be capable of being in the Yom Rabbi. What means being in the Yom Rabbi? Of functioning as a permanent Yishtaraye. If it cannot function as a permanent Yishtaraye, it's not as ineffective as Yishtakim. So that's the zirtakosot. Now, so I think, I mean, we have to read that into Rashi also, otherwise Rashi doesn't make sense. Aber die Storen, die keine Liebe weinen, die Dürme will Mofik hat man auch, wie ich geheu in die Sire Sador, wie ich geheu in die Sire Sador. So then, there will be no, so then we will not be able to determine anything and from the Sire. So we'll only have to rely on the Yechzime. And of course, we will not rely on the Yechzime. As it doesn't mean, we somehow the Yechzime will actually rely on the Yechzime. So in other words, then There is no Yidmisira, so we cannot determine anything from the Yidmisira. So, we have to resort to what? To the Chsime. And the Chsime is not in Vare. So, Mimele, seen in the case, so what's the Chidesh? In other words, you see, of course, it's kind of divine. So, Mimele, Ishtar is kind of divine. So, Mimele, sometimes, the Malve might produce the Ishtar that is written on the Ishtar, the Ophir Zayis, after his Mamehu. And then, if you produce it after his Mamehu, and the Yisira will not remember, and well, to deal, we cannot rely, so we have to rely on the Yechsime, and we cannot rely on the Yechsime, because as far as the Yechsime is concerned, so we have to anticipate the possibility, maybe a deal occurred. So, we basically will not collect from the lady. In the Chanam, it basically will not collect from the lady. But, we could say, too, in a case where the Malveh produces the Shtar, the Nefkarit Mamehubeh, so then, basically, so we cannot verify anything from the Yechsime alone. So we have to resort to the Yechsime, and the Yechsime is not in the barrier because there is a possibility of deal. But suppose he produces the shtar immediately out. Suppose the Malveh produces the shtar boy immediately against the lady. So then we certainly can verify everything from the Yechsime. Why should we be able to collect from the lady there? And Rabbi Lezer says, "Lo yichse Rabbi Lezer al d'itna avu b'shor shtoris loy." So what does he mean avu b'shor shtoris loy? He means avu b'shor shtoris idu la'altana. Because as far lachas mamahum is concerned, so even by d'itna Rabbi Lezer d'Ameira says that lo yichse Rabbi Lezer l'tana. Because Rabbi Lezer d'Ameira says that even get so lachas or yom is no good. So when it gets good, if it's la'altana. So when Rabbi Lezer d'Ameira says, only by get Rabbi Lezer is machshir, Rabbi Lezer Tami is machshir. But by a short story, Rabbi Lezer Tami is not machshir. So what does he mean, Rabbi Lezer Tami is not machshir? He means Rabbi Lezer Tami is not machshir by short story, even when the shtar is produced, the outer. So then, we have no such a view. So what's the shot? So Rashi explained it. Inasmuch as in the event where the shtar is usually produced, that is Mamehuve. So then, we couldn't collect. So that means that shtar is not effective as a shtarai at all, because usually shtar boy is produced lachas mamehuve. And when it's produced lachas mamehuve, then it doesn't serve as a shtarai. So in Mele, it cannot be effective as a shtarai even when it's produced louder. Why? Because of the Kriyas HaKosuv. We started with Heves and Mariam Yom Rav. So in other words, for this is that if the shtar moment is ineffective as a permanent shtarayeh, and in the event where it is produced lachas mamehuve, so then we could not be mivareya. So in the melee, even when it's produced louder. So it's ineffective. Now, so when Rashi says, the kind of divine is the Dilma, we must put that man off. The issue for the Mishnah is a Dilma. The Samchina is the Chsime. So Rashi doesn't mean that Bezdin will actually be saying the Chsime. Rashi means, if the Shtar is produced like a Shtar is produced, so then we cannot determine anything from the through the Yidimitira. So then we have to rely on the Yidimitira. So of course, we will not rely on the Yidimitira, because as far as the Chsime is concerned, so a zeal is possible. But suppose the Yechsime themselves will come to bed and they will testify, the Yechsime themselves will come to bed and will testify there was no zeal, no zeal occurred. So then we know that no zeal has occurred. But even in such a case, we couldn't extend. Why? Because as far as the Yechsime is concerned, there could be zeal. We know that there is no zeal, because of the old testimony made by the Mechilim. So Mele, so that means that we will be relying on the Mechilim, which in itself is not Nevar. That means
The star is not the permanent staraye. And if the star is not the permanent staraye, so even when the star is produced by the Malbec, Leoutel, so this will not collect. Why? Because that's because Akosu, that in order that the star woman should be effective, so it must be capable of functioning as a permanent staraye. And if it is not capable of functioning as a permanent staraye, so it cannot serve even as a temporary staraye, and it cannot even serve as a shtakein either. That is not a cost. So we have to read into Rashi the Vizcha. Alright. Now then the Gemara V'Rabyeche Noma Afil Vishtore V'Aktiv Yom 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 Rabi Almes or Yom Rabi Almes Yin and Dover Oroi La'ami Yuriskai V'Haikro So, what's the meaning of the command? Now, the reading itself has the castle. Now, what is the more? The Rabbi Yechen no more after the story. The more has the castle against Rabbi Yechen. He said after the story. Vakti v'man yom 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 rabbi. But, inasmuch as Rabbi Yechen and himself said, we got to get itself, that according to Rabbi Yechen, it's kosher, it's machas mamerume. So, what is Rabbi Yechen hold the day in? Remember, so how can the Gemara vakti v'man yamdu yomim rabim? But Rishlei may call it a blessing. The Tavim don't remember after 10 days. So the requirement of my Yom Yom Rabbi is not fulfilled. But according to Rabbi Yechen, that they do remember Yiduachas Mam Rube also. So what the Moritz Kashi Vakti Yom 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 Rabbi? Al Nubinon Dover Rol Lami Yom Iskai? But it is Rol Lami Yom Iskai, because they will always remember. They will always remember. Now, so we could say, as far as Rashi is concerned, the pshat is as follows. Two Eidim always remember. But suppose Eidim will forget. Alright, so Eidim usually do remember. So, but sometimes it happens that Eidim forget. So in many ways, things, it's possible that sometimes Eidim will forget. So in many ways, the shtar that is written on Sash Yochli Dayet is not a real shtaraye. Because in order to be a shtaraye, so it must always work as a bureau. But if there is a possibility that they will forget, Rabbi Yechon says it here, according to Rabbi Lezer, so even if they will testify to this, and the same way you remember, and the star looks the same way now as it looks at the time when he signed it, so Rabbi Lezer says, we don't do this. We say, they are making mistakes, they might be making mistakes. So even if they say, we remember, so we don't accept that testimony. Why? Because we are afraid maybe they will fear and make mistakes. Well, where is Rabbi Yechon says, no, if the Yeshira says that they remember, then they remember. If the Yeshira says that they remember, then they remember. They remember. But sometimes the person forgets. So the Melee seems, sometimes the person forgets. So the Melee, and so the Melee, the Shtar is not a Shtaraye. It's not a Shtaraye. So since it's not a permanent Shtaraye, So Mele, the Zerzakosu of Ustatim Yuchlecher, so Mayam de Yom Rabi Mitzvai, that it shouldn't serve the Shtakin either. So the Gemara says, also the Zerzakosu of Mashmo, in other words, this Zerzakosu is just an example, it's not, it doesn't imply that the Shtar moment is ineffective as a Kinyan or as a Rayon if it cannot serve as a permanent Shtar. No. It's only a state, but the star moment can serve as a star kinyan, even though it doesn't seem effective as a permanent staraye. And it can serve as a staraye without there, even though it's ineffective as a permanent staraye. But if without there, it is a raye, so it can serve the staraye. It can serve the staraye. Alright, now let's turn to take it. Alright. אַל די שטאָרט מויט צו קונד די קיינע געוויינען מיט יונגן מאַס איך וועט מאַן אויך איך שרייב די קירה דאָבו די קאַמפיינער איז קינה גומ מיט דייט צבעלי די גייט מיין די קיר און קומט זי דאָ
Shlomo Yishmanu Ritei, Zuru Yishmach Al Yichsime Gidolo Shiyachol Zayin, Yimir Rab Yitzchok, Yitaymi Shim Zirat Akosti, Zuru Yimich Shereb Yishtor Et Afiru Laute, Dibino Nrohu Laam Yidyom Im Rabi. Zirab Yichem No Ma Afiru Yishtor, Zirab Yichem Yitaymi, So why does Rab Yichem Nefei Afiru Yishtor, Zirab Yichem Yitaymi, Da Afiru Al Asoro Yom Im Yitkatsir, So they remember. Yihol Dipor Yichvok Tiv Ma Yam Yom Rabi. So the question is, what did Moritz Kasher and Yom Rabbim? But they remember, so it is Yom Yom Rabbim also. Haim Mishum Yisau Kedai Tim Yikro Yimut Eshtoret Kose Yila Voche Lema Yose Umshane Lema Yitzete Yvose Umshane Lema Yitzete Yvose So the Gemara said so what does Taita say? It's actually So, Taita says that Rabbi Yechanan says that in the story, why Rabbi Yechanan is time is because Afila la Soro Yomi is Nitzkar Tire. Now, so the reason is why it's good according to Rabbi Yechanan in the short story is because they remember. The implication being that if they couldn't remember, it wouldn't be good the short story. Why wouldn't it be good the short story? Because if they couldn't remember, so then, the stars Yochri Zayin couldn't function in the Shtaraya, so maybe it can't function in the Shtaraya, so it cannot function in the Shtaraya either. But the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yechanan, so the whole potish of Pumsakim Bechlechenes from Mayam Yom Im Rabin is only a mistake. So there is no such thing as a kotu. That if the Shtar moment is doesn't function as a permanent Shtaraya, so it cannot function in the Shtaraya either. There is no such thing as a kotu. The blessed Amir is said because of this there is a kotu. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, there is no such thing as a kotu, it's only like the Tehre. So mainly why the stages have to say? Rabbi Yechanan no ma'afilu bishtor. The Rabbi Yechanan retired. The afilu rastoro yomim yitkaf tire. So he said, because Rabbi Yechanan is a kotu. The afilu rastoro yomim yitkaf tire. So in other words, so it can serve the shtaraye. No, according to Rabbi Yechanan, even if it can't be mitkatsire, and it couldn't serve the shtaraye, but it still can serve the shtaraye. So the answer is, because when Rabbi Yechanan says, afilu mitkatsire, Rabbi Yechanan omar afilu bishtore. So what does it mean, Rabbi Yechanan? Now, so, Rabbi Lezer, Amir, he says, v'yichshir Rabbi Lezer, the Tana, v'yichna, v'yichtore, v'lo, y'chim, v'chim, v'yichim, v'yichim, so, v'yichor shtore, ishtamone, that was written on such your whole diet is possible, even louder. So Rabbi Lezer Amir holds that Bishor Shtoret, Ishtamonim that was written on such your whole diet is possible, even louder. Even if the Malveh, the Kamumatone produces the Shtar and Lezer immediately. So it's also possible. Why? But then, why is it possible there? Because sin cannot serve the permanent Shtaraya. So Mimele, it cannot serve as a Shtakiyan either. That's the point of letter. And when Rabbi Yechanan says, Afilu Bishor Shtoret, so what does it mean, Afilu Bishor Shtoret? So Afilu Bishor Shtoret, the Shtar moment that was written, Asam Shirul Zayet, is kosher, not only the outer is kosher, it's kosher in Lachas Mamehuga also. It's kosher in Lachas Mamehuga also. So this way, the reason is why, according to Rabbi Yechanan, is that moment that was written on Tashi Yochum Zayin, is kosher in, is kosher out there, so we understand? Is kosher out there, we understand? But the question is, what he says that it's kosher in Lachas Mamehuga, but Lachas Mamehuga, so then it should be possible, too, there is no Zerzakotu for the Satan of the Herat and all the other rabbis. But it should be possible because of the possibility, maybe there was a zeal. So they said, it's a Tichon and Ritane. He hopes that the zeal is mid-captured. So in Mele, it's possible, even if it's produced Lachas Mamehuga. Two Rabbi Yechanan doesn't dash in the whole halacha. That the shtar has to be capable of serving in this permanent shtaraya.
and the chief is not capable of serving the first Arayah, so it's ineffective as a shtar. There is no such thing as a constitution. So we understand as to why the shtar is good when it's produced loud. So according to Rebbe Lozo, even louder is possible. Because if it doesn't function as a permanent shtar, so then it cannot function as a shtar at all. So even louder is possible. Rabbi Yechanan says it's kosher. But Rabbi Yechanan says it's kosher not only loud. Rabbi Yechanan says it's kosher even lachas mamerube. So lachas mamerube, the question arises, why should it be kosher? Let it be possible because of the possibility of guilt. Okay, to say the reason is because it's a big kasher. But then Tegu says the kasher, v'rodi korich v'oksi v'man yom v'yom rabbi. So what is the kasher? I mean, so what is the kasher? After all, assuming now, the maximum assumed the belief of the Tzirat HaKosher. But he still couldn't test against Rabbi Yechanan, because according to Rabbi Yechanan, that's mitkaf kire. So Mimlein is capable of functioning as a permanent shtaraya also. So he says, no, the kasher, so the Gemara says, Hanim Yishim Yisal, the guy from the Kroh, we move to Shtoret Kosher, we love Ochel Mayoset. In other words, from this passage itself, we can infer that when it's written on a Kashi Ochel Yisayet, it's not capable of functioning as a permanent shtaraya. Because if it has been capable of functioning as a permanent shtaraya, why should the passage tell us that? So the passage doesn't have to tell us, the Novi doesn't have to tell us altogether. So obviously, if the Novi tells us, puts in that passage, so it indicates that this is the Tzirat HaKosuk. That where a shtar moment is ineffective as a permanent shtaraye, so mele it's ineffective as a shtar kinyan. And where it's written on a tzach yochul zayet, it's ineffective as a permanent shtaraye. What does it mean? Because Eidim are not mitkaf kire. So the Gemara says no. Actually, Eidim is mitkaf kire. But the reason is why the prophet tells us is as a negative. Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yaskin is a gift to come and Rabbi Yechai. That I saw a yom in Tchire. Avo bishtore she yesh reich no yom in Tchire. Rabbi Yaskin la'ota machshir. Vash to Paul Shabir, vod bimino no rolu ame yom in Rabbi. Vafilu la'ota rei lachshir. The second version takes it here. That when Rabbi Yechai in the first machleke said, Afilu mikam vod asor yom in. So if the Eidu Nesir has to remember, that's only in the get. Because in the get, there aren't so many details in the start in the get. So Mele, Yisire, I like you to remember, even after Mamerube, Mashem Ki, Nishor Shtore, so that if you will be made it, that after Mamerube, even Yisire, I not like you to remember. So Mele, so that means that the Shtar moment that was written out of the Holy Diet is incapable of functioning in the Shtar Ayah. Because Lachas Mamerube, so even by other stories, So Lachas Mamerube by other stories, not even by other stories. So by other stories, Lachas Mamerube, the Yisrael will not remember. If the Yisrael will not remember Lachas Mamerube, so even louder it should be possible. Because of the Tzirat HaKosuk, we're talking about the Tzirat HaKosuk, we're talking about the Tzirat HaKosuk, we're talking So the Gemara is the Teretz. No, it's only an interface. So Mele, according to the second Russian paper, when Rabbi Yechanan is Matia, is Machshir Bishor Shtore, when Rabbi Yechanan says, Afri Bishor Shtore, so he's only Matia Le'alta Bishor Shtore, but Lachas Mamiruda Bishor Shtore, Rabbi Yechanan wouldn't be Matia. Why wouldn't he be Matia? True, he doesn't darsh in the Tzirat HaKosuk, that if he's incapable of functioning as a permanent Shtarayet, so it's possible to start altogether. But, if it's Lachas Mamerube, so then we are afraid, maybe they won't be you, and then you see, I don't remember. Vintena, with a blaze, I don't know how we store a slave, in my shne name of a baby, in the country, but with a blaze, I gave a hot fish body, in my house, the store, the fear of the country, we claim a shame in the baby, in the season, because of all the washing of the day, where he must be in the evil, Mr. Amos, I was playing, we more in the day, in Shindogo, you need to ask me, In other words, the teacher says, so the Blaise of Amir says, that the story moment is possible if it's Tzach Yochel Yisayet. Why? Because if it's Tzach Yochel Yisayet, so then it's not Yishtarayet. And if it's not Yishtarayet, so it's going to turn Yishtar Kiyan even. Durch Charakter, die Stadt hier hin. But, die Charakter, die Stadt hier hin. Let's say, oh, you can say in the gap, if this memory has reference to a riot, so then it has a possibility that if it cannot serve the permanent riot, so even temporarily it cannot serve the riot. But indeed, this memory has reference to all story memory, not only the riot, but also the riot here, so then it has a possibility that if it cannot serve the riot, the permanent riot, so it cannot serve the stuff here either. So it cannot serve the stuff here either. So that, so if the Stasi of the Italian is, then it's ineffective as the Stasi, because after all, even if the Messiah will testify that the Stasi was Nisa, this name, so it still cannot serve the Stasi. Machenke Nisa, that was written on Sashemi of the Stasi. But it has no destiny, that kind of Stasi is considered Stasi. Two, we have to resort to the testimony by the Iberi, but once the Messiah testified, once in Belgium, so then that testimony can be incorporated in the staff. All the Belgium has to do is to put down on the staff that the Messiah testified that this staff was in there. So then the whole bureau is incorporated in the staff. So maybe even before the Messiah testified in Belgium, and before the Iberi, and before Belgium put down on the star in notation that the Messiah testified that this star was in some sense, it's also considered here as a star. So in other words, if the star is written on such a in your style, but there are no either then it's considered also in the star. Even though we still have to resort to the verbal testimony by the Messiah. But that is to be considered the verbal testimony by the Messiah is considered like something that inheres in the star itself. Because all they have to do is to make it simple testimony. And then it can be incorporated into the star. By just making a notation that the Messiah testifies that this star is interpreted. So maybe a star without the female, a Messiah, is considered a starai. So maybe too we have the Sakoto, that any star that is not affected in the starai cannot be affected in the Starkian. Cannot be affected with the Sakhir either, but if it has been, if it keeps on such a year of the Sakhir, so then, but it has no Yassine, then it is a good Sakhir. So maybe it's affected with the Sakhir also. Machinki, no, it's written on such a year of the Sakhir, so then it's affected with the Sakhir. If it's affected with the Sakhir, so it cannot serve the Sakhir. Other way, because if the heavy time is the summer edition, Costa Buyer and Yo, the Hare, Sodin Hull, or Sodin Sunu, or Harry, and Hull, and Sunu. Our master of brother and this story is not your desire. So we see that the brother is master even by such your desire. So we see that there is no such thing as a cotton, that if the star is ineffective in the star, right? So maybe it's ineffective in the star, too. There is no such thing as a cotton. You should know, because if it's ineffective in the Starayah, so it cannot serve the Starkian. Aber it's not. If the heavy time is the summer edition, Costa Buyer and Yo, or Achere, Sodin Hull, or Sodin Sunu, or Harid, and Hull, and Sunu. All the Machshir of Brother and this story is so much Yochu Vizay. So we see that the Brother is Machshir, even by such Yochu Vizay. So we see that there is no such thing as a Kosovo, that if the Star is ineffective in the Starayah, so maybe it's ineffective in the Starkian. The reason for your summer. Ye shall now the holy come of our story of glory. How many will be story of the right? Our summer for my son, she also would be to show how it may be. Princess first was me. This whole our bishop story of glory does not have reference to story of me, but it has reference to story of I. So what represents our representative of our? We hear Sir Blazan and Egypt now with the short story glory. So even the altar is possible to show stories. Even the altar is possible to show stories. Why? Because of the Jesus Apostle. And Satan the Quichere, the man Yam the Yom Yom Rabbi. So what does it imply? Satan the Quichere, the man Yam the Yom Rabbi. So it implies that in as much as it is
as inasmuch as it is incapable of functioning as a permanent star, so even when the star is produced well, so it cannot be effective even as a temporary star. In order to be effective as a star, it must be effective as it must be capable of functioning as a star permanently. But if Achaz Mamerube it couldn't function as a star, so even out there, it's ineffective as a star. But as a star, it can be effective. It can be effective. All right. So the Melee only by Ktach Yochum is dying. So it cannot serve as a temporal starai, because it's incapable of functioning as a permanent starai. But if the starai was written on Ktach Yochum Zayin, except as a temporary zachime, then it's capable of functioning permanently as a starai. Because all that has to take place is for the Yitzhira to make a single testimony, then that will bring to make a notation on the star, the Yitzhira testifies, so then it will serve permanently as a star, I will use the Yitzhira dialogue, the Yitzhira dialogue, it will still serve the star. So where the star is written on such any of the dialogue, but it's written, but it has no Yitzhira, then it is capable of functioning with the permanent style. So maybe it's good. Machine when it's in that Yochum diet, so it's incapable of functioning permanently with style. So even temporarily, even out there, it's ineffective with style. Right. The Asian force means the only thing that was Yochum is diet when Yochum, the Israel and Abla there, Vorka Hapirushe, the Yichser Abla, when Rabbi Zarai Rabbi 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 אלו בגיצים, זה לא איזה שטור אז, כי זה קורמה, רב ושיש בעשרה, הלוך את רבלזה בגיצים, ופורש אותם, ורבלזה ראי רב ושטור אז, ורב שור לקב עושה בחודה, ופור לקולה בחודה. ואירד, אם כן, הלו למין כתוך את מלישים, לא כתוך רבלזה בגיצים, זה יפה לגעשרה, הלוך את רבלזה בגיצים, כי אם דה שמי כן יפה לגעשרה, אין איך, בואי דה הלו לעשוי הושם בוטאי לרבליכם ורבלזה, דהוכה, בואי דה מי פורך רבליכם צווי, פאקטי מן זה מן ים דיון רבי, מכולה אמר בלי ניצח, מכולה נהיה לי רבי דולי כל איזה גיטון שטוין. So, the second version says that actually there is no, you see, according to the first version, so this whole Gemara relates that to Ktach Yochum Zayin. But the Ktach that was written on Dola Shein Yochum Zayin, but it has no Yedach Zime, so then it's good Mishon Shtoin. So then it's good Mishon Shtoin. Why? So obviously the first version takes it home, that the Ksav that was written on the Rosh Hashanah Yochum Zayin, even though it has no Yitzchak Zime, so it's still considered as a good Starai. Because it's capable of functioning permanently Starai. How? By the Yitzchak making one single testimony. And then that can be incorporated into the Ksav. But if it's written on Ksav Zime Yochum Zayin, so then it cannot serve as a permanent Starai. So merely even temporarily it cannot serve as a star. Now the second version says, hold no. The second version holds that insofar as starai is concerned, so within a star, so neither a star that was written on Ktach Yochum Zayin, nor a star that was written on Ktach Ein Yochum Zayin, but has no idea to be considered a starai. So a star that has no idea is not a starai. Mimele, a star that has idea, but it's Ktach Yochum Zayin, is not a starai. Is not a starai. And is not a starai. According to everyone, not only according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Meira, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Yesh Mefarshi, so everybody agrees that the star that has no yichsime is not a starai, period, according to Rav Meir, according to Rav Lozer, according to Rav Lozer ben Meira, according to Rav Yehuda. A star that has no yichsime is not a starai. Why? Because we have to resort to our own testimony. So too, we only have to resort to one single testimony, and then it can be incorporated. But until it is
so incorporated, it is certainly no starat. It is no starat. So we may, so according to everyone, a star that has no Nisire is not a starat. Even if the Nisire comes to be testified, so the Choche is a normal Choche. It's not in the star, it's not a written Choche. So everybody agrees that a star that has no Nisire, that has no Nisire, is not a staraye. Is not a staraye. But Rebbe and Rebbe Tani himself will also agree that the star that has no Nisire is not a staraye. But when Rebbe says in Nisire Council, so he does not have reference to staraye, he has reference to Stati. And Rebbe Tani himself, he applies the halacha of the Nisire Council not only to Dikin's mission, but also to Shtorimomin Shtorikin. Shtorimomin is a Shtorikin. So Rebbe Tani himself holds that the Shtamomin is effective as the Shtakinian, even though it's ineffective as the Shtarai. So maybe the Shtar with the Nisire, without the Nisire, in all Shtorimomin is effective according to Rebbe Tani himself. Why? Because through it's not Ishtarayu, but Ishtarayu is it. But when the Rebbe Gamliel says, well, yes, Rebbe, it doesn't mean Rebbe the Tamil. It doesn't apply his aloche of the Nisire Karte to all Shtarayu. He applies his aloche of the Nisire Karte to all Shtarayu. All Shtarayu. But Rebbe Gamliel holds that we only pass like Rebbe by this. Changing that we show Shtarayu, we don't pass like Rebbe the Tamil. So to Rebbe the Tamil himself holds that any star moment is effective as a star kinyan, even though it's ineffective as a star ayah, and maybe without any fear, without any fear. Any star moment is effective as a star kinyan, but whether the Amir says we don't pass like a brother on that. We only pass like a brother and get. But in story moment, we don't pass like a brother, and we hold that the star moment is ineffective as the star raye, as the permanent star raye, so it's ineffective as the star kinyan. It's ineffective as the star kinyan. That's how we pass. But Rebbe himself, the Tane, he holds that the star moment can be effective as the star kinyan, even though it's ineffective as the star raye. But he says we don't pass like Rebbe Tane then. And Rabbi Yechon says, we do pass like Rabbi Yechon. And we say that any Shtar moment can be effective as Shtar Kinyan, even though it's not effective as Shtar Ayah. And so that's the Machlechi. Whether we pass like Rabbi Yechon by other Shtar Kinyan also, or we don't pass like Rabbi Yechon by other Shtar Kinyan. But as far as Torah is concerned, according to this Lashon Teitzei, then everybody agrees that the star that has no Yechidim is not Ishtarayim. A star that has no Yechidim is not Ishtarayim. According to everyone, according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lameir, according to Rabbi Yechidim, according to everyone. But the machleket between Rabbi Lezer, Lameir, and Rabbi Yechidim is in regard to Shtorimon and Kinyan, not Shtorayim. And Rebbe Tani himself holds that the Shtori moment Kinyan, the Shtar moment can be Shtar Kinyan, even though it's ineffective Shtarai. So because of that, Rebbe Tani holds that the Shtar without the Yechsime, the Yechsime is good. You know, Shtori moment is good in the Shtar Kinyan. But Rebbe Amir says we don't pass like Rebbe Tani yet, and Rebbe Tani says we pass like Rebbe Tani in everything, even Shtori moment. But as far as the letter of the Tani himself is concerned, so he applies the Yidaloche of the Nisir Karate, we got the old story moment. So it is Ishtaki and even though it's not Ishtarai. But as far as the Rai is concerned, then there is no Machleke to come to this Yisra moment. Then everybody agrees that Ishtar, that is no Yisir, I'm sorry, that is no Yisir, just as Yisir is not Ishtarai. So the Mary cannot be given from the Chotim, Mishabon. And when the Mishnah says we didn't have Mishibodim, it has reference to get. So the get has a Mishnah, so then the Mishnah can be given
the Ksuvim. But other story al voye, so without the Nisira, it cannot be gave, I'm sorry, without the Yechsine, it cannot be gave from the Chotim Shabbat. All right, we leave it here. Now next time, so please go over the Rambam and also go over the in this read the Raibe and the Sifra Kut. No, because you get no the height of the hidden star, so you have to resort to all things. Hakol shiur chtisa get afuchera shi lukot. O yishu kitevet lishito. O yish keitif lishin rei, shi mikim ma get alo bechei. Chera shi lukot migmo mfor, shi kitevet lishito machnos uli baal. But of course, they get it written on the yor of the baal, so when the yishu wife it, so she machnet the baal, bechei veir, umeis chalo legirash. He's only 4 years. Now, Rosh von Rosh Navashi is Mashma. He said it is Gito, who must not be Baal. So it's Mashma that Aknoye can take place after it was reached. So even though at the time of the Tzive, it was not on her Nior, it was not on the Baal Nior, but on her Nior, it's all right. In other words, I mentioned that there is the Machlekes Rishenim, the Gemara of Ksivi Kosa. What does it mean, which is the Kosa? What the Kosa means, so Taita says that it really means Minosa. And it doesn't have to be the Nyo of the Baal at the time of the Ksivi. It has to be the Nyo of the Baal at the time of the Ksivi. But the Ari Shenim Rachelis, we hold that the Kosa really means the Kosa, not Minosa. It has to be the Nyo of the Baal at the time of the Ksiv. So from Rashi's Loshin, he says, Kisevet es Gito u Machnosi li Baal.
manchmal effektiver ist die erste Makle Baal. So ist die Amin des Rasche Gwizel Teis. Ich rede darum nicht von dir. Chevre, so Chevre, das ist der Receipt. So who has to give the receipt? So the receipt, so Yiddish has to give the receipt. When the Baal paid the Ksuv. So still, the Baal can write the Sheva. And how do we know, I mean, that the Ksuv was paid? The answer is, since it has a Yechsime, now, suppose they did, so the Yechsime, when the Yechsime finished signing it, they will not give it to the Baal, they'll give it to the Ish. The Yechsime finished signing the Sheva, the receipt. Now the receipt is written by the Ishor, and it's given to the Baal. So even though the Baal wrote the text of it, the text of the Sheva, but when he had the Eden signed on it, so he's not the baby when they finished signing it, they won't surrender it to the Baal, they'll give it to the Ish. So how did it come into the Baal's hand? So obviously there was a coin of the Ksuve, so then the Ish turned over the Sheva to the Baal. So that's what Mishin Kima get over here. Now the Gemara at the Kashi will love me then. So according to Rashi, so the Gemara knew all the time that this goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. Because Taisa Shitti is, there is one version Taisa, that the Havan of the Gemara was that it goes according to Rabbi Meir. But according to Rashi, the Makshin also knew that it goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer. And that's why the Gemara, the Machinez. Now, it goes according to Rav Lezer, so in Karte, so the Ksive, the Lishmo. Now, and Chershen the Kotten, the Nabnedeo, so it's not Lishmo. Om Ravune, Vihusho Yogodlo Yogodlo. So Rashi said, Vihusho Yogodlo Yogodlo. The Omale Ksei, we say that way. Because Soba, now, first of all, Rashi, Shita we see, will have me there and you know, will you do the Chesedim. So in other words, so you see that Rashi Shita is, that it's not in Chesedim, because now Mufke of affection is Rashi Shmo. Even though they're not made us, but if they write Rashi Shmo, so it is Rashi Shmo. So it's a question of it here, because they don't know. But if they're not Mufke of affection is Rashi Shmo. So then the Morgan Teres, we should go to the Gab, the email, like, say, with the Chesedim, because of Rav Hune Mash Nisra Rav Lezer, the boy Ksiva Lishmo. So the Rashi is the Kashi, if the Mishnah goes according to Rav Lezer, so why does the Mishnah use the Lashon Shein Kiyum Haget Elo B'Chesmo? Shein Kiyum Haget Elo B'Chesmo, that can only go according to Rav Lezer. So the get becomes the get through Chzime. But according to Rav Lezer, also the get becomes the get, not through Chzime. It becomes to it. He says that the Koma Shin Kima Get Lo Chesmov, highly in Misir. So Rashi says, when the Mishnah says Chesmov, it means it in Misir. The Reiv Giti, Nimsorim Bifnei Achis, Vamtiot Ekoi, Velo Yarei Shelach Shurek Sivat Cheret Zoi Bavagamo. In other words, since the Mishnah goes according to Rav Lezer and Godlin Dargabov, that's why it's good. So the Inkima Gedol Chizmov doesn't modify the Hakel Kshirim Lichter Zageta to the Cheret Yidrikot. No, because that's not the reason. If we say that the Mishnah goes according to Rav Lezer, as one man Doma says, so then the expression Shinkima Gedol Chizmov modifies the first din of the Mishnah. Hakel Kshirim Lichter Zageta to the Cheret Yidrikot. Why? Even though Chesed Kotten don't write Lishmo, but we don't care that it's not Lishmo, inasmuch as it's signed and the Chesime is Lishmo. Shein Kima Get Ode Chesmo. That's why it's all right, even though the Get was written by Chesed Kotten. According to Mandoma, this Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. But now Rav Hune says that it goes according, Rav Hune says that it goes according to Rav Lezer. And the reason is why I could feel like I get I'm Chesed Kotten is because of Dagabo. So the expression Shikimagin Lachitmov doesn't apply, doesn't relate to the first din of the Mishnah, but it's it relates to the second din of the Mishnah. Or Yisho, the service is Kito, for Yishke, it's a shape way, she's in my gear, tell me the Chayim. So why is it good? Is the Yishke, it's a shape way, the Kito? Why? Because it's in my gear, tell me. So Rashi asks, but if the whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Ezra, so the get does not become a get to the Chayim, it becomes a get to the Mishire. So Rashi says that Chesmof really means they the Mishir. Why does he call them? Why does the Mishnah call them Chesmof? Because usually those who sign, those who are the signatories, they are also Mishir. But it means Shein Kirmaget Elo Beid Mishir. You see when you call Shein Kirmaget Elo Beid Chesmof? Chayim Eid Mishir. The Chesmof is getting in Sovim Tzniachit. והמציאות הכואב לא יעריש, ועכשיו יש לו שלוחות, ועכשיו יש לו חייב לא יגוד רק אבא. No, because it goes according to Rabbi Ezra, so the ratio of the Mishnah, which says that the Chesed Kotten deals with God with our Gabo, so that's why it's good. So Chesmo applies to the second din in the Mishnah, of Oishi Ketavet Adit. Now, I mentioned last time, that from this Rashi, it's Mashma, from this, as well as from other Rashi. So from this Rashi also, it's Mashma, that according to Rebbe Lezer, we said in Nisire Karte, so in the Chsime, without the Nisire, Rashi Shite is it no good. Because if Rashi Shite had been, like the Rishen, like the Chach Mitzvah, that even according to Rebbe Nisire Karte, so the Chsime without the Nisire is also good, whether it is as Rambam says, because Rebbe Lezer holds either in the Chsime Karte, or in Nisire Karte, or as Rambam says, because the Chsime becomes Nisire, but the net result is, according to the Yisrashenim, that a get is good with the Yechzimi without the Mishire. So why does Rashi have to say that Chesmot means the Mishire? Because Reiv it means Song to Chesmi. Let him say Chesmot means Chesmot. With the true it goes according to Rabbi Ezra, but still the get becomes a get. The get becomes a get through a Yechzimi. So we see that Rashi Shiti is no according to Rabbi Ezra, so the get becomes a get only through the Mishire. But it doesn't become a get to Eide Chassid. Now, so why couldn't Rashi say that the Pshat is, no, even though Rashi Shiti is, that the Chassid without Mishire don't make the get into a get. But why does Rashi have to resort that Chesmof really means the Mishire because Rei Gittin in Sorin Tnachetim. After all, here the Mishneh is explaining something that is stolen right. Now, the Mishneh also mentions the Aloche of Hoyishke is a Shevre. Shevre is only Ishtarai. So what's the Pshat? Hoyishke is a Shevre, she is still Maget al Chesmof. So, in Kibagel Chesmof relates to Shevre also. And Haget in the sense of Shtar. She is still Mashtar al Chesmof. So what does it mean? Because now the question arises, who gives the receipt? Who makes out the receipt? The Isha makes out the receipt. When the Baal pays the Ksuvah to the Isha gives a Shtar Shevar, a receipt, to the Baal. So that's the Raya that the Ksuvah was paid. Now, so Mishlaine, if the Isha didn't write the Shtar, all right. So then if the Baal owes the Shtar Shevar, so then the fact that the Isha has it, so it's a riot that it was paid. But now we know that the Shevar was written the Ksav Yodei of the Baal, so what kind of a riot is it that the Ksuvah was paid? Maybe it wasn't paid. And the Baal just wrote everything. The Isha says, in Kirma Get, in Kirma Shtar, all of it. Now, obviously it was paid, because suppose the so there wasn't paid, how would the Baal have a Shevar receipt? Who gave him that receipt? What do you say? Well, he himself wrote it. To whom himself wrote it? But they didn't sign it. When they didn't finish signing it, to whom did they turn it over? To the Baal, they wouldn't dare do such a thing. They're not allowed to do such a thing. But then there would be Mich. So when they didn't finish signing the Shevar, to whom did they have to turn it over? To the Ish. So how did it come to the Baal? So it's a Raya that the Ksuvah was paid. So in other words, in Kima Getel Bechismov deals with the Raya of the Chesmof. So Mimele, why does Rashi have to say? Why does Rashi have to say? He says, "Vikom Hashem ki maget olu b'cheismo." Hayne, hayne yid misire. Dirayv gitin misorim b'snei acheismi. Dirayv gitin misorim b'snei acheismi. But here we are only doing the Raya. In other words, the Yishuv is ever says, ito. So obviously, so first of all, in other words, it has to be the, it has to be written under the yaw of the Baal. So we say that the Yisho, after she wrote the get, so she, after she wrote the get, before she wrote the get, depending on what you're saying, so she was mocked with the get. And then, how did it come to the hand of the Yisho? How did it come to the hand of the Yisho? By missing it from the Baal to the Yisho. But after all, it was written in the Kavyot of the Yisho. So maybe the Yisho wrote it and she kept it. The answer is, because they are reading finally. Now, if they are reading, if they are reading who are signed on it, so Mele, so obviously the reading, after they finish signing the get, they wouldn't give it over to the Yisho. How would they give it over to the Yisho, even though it was written in the Kavyot of the Yisho? But when they finish signing the get, they would turn it over to the Baal. How does it come to the end of the Yisho? So we didn't see it. So why do we have to resort? The Chesmok means, the Eden Yisir. No, Chesmok means Chesmok, not Eden Yisir. But here, in the other Chesmok, he's not dealing with any aspect of Stachian. He's dealing with the aspect of Shtaraya. And of course, insofar as Raya is concerned, so through the Yechzine, there is a Raya. I mean, what did Rabbi Natan say? That, all those Rishayim, I don't mean that Rabbi Natan, I mean all those Rishayim who say that the Yechzine without any Mitzira is no good. So how can an Isha get married with the get that has the Yechzine even though the Mitzira don't come before Bezin? So the answer is because that's a Raya. That's a Raya. So here he deals with the Raya. He deals with the Raya. So why does Rashi have to say that the Chesmok means that Eden Sire, because Rey did him so much. So the answer is yes. What is it? What is it? Oh, I will restore it more, that means stop the Yochli diet. According to Rashi, I will restore it more, so it means restore it in the riot. So stop the Yochli diet is no good. Why isn't it no good? Because it cannot serve the permanent riot. So even while it is a riot, it's no good as a riot. That's what I'm saying. But of course, a Yechzime certainly is a good Shtaraya. Everybody agrees. As far as the Aloch of Shtaraya is concerned, so everybody agrees that a Yechzime may be Shtar and Shtaraya. Whether a Yechzime can make the Shtar and Shtaraya or not, that's told in the two Rishayim thinkers. But a Yechzime certainly may be Shtar and Shtaraya. There's no doubt. Even the Rishayim, like Shabbat Sam and the Balatese, who say that a Yechzime without a Yechzime is no good in all story. So it's no good Ishtaraki, but Ishtaraya it is good. And here we are only concerned with the Raya, because after all, if the Isha wrote the get, how do we know that the get was Nimsa from the Baal of the Isha? The answer is because they are Yechzime. Now the Yechzime, when they finish signing it, they wouldn't turn it over to the Isha, they would turn it over to the Baal. How does it come to the Isha? Obviously, it's when you've seen it from the Baal to the Isha. So that's the time to give a Chesmok. So why does Rashi have to say, Dirayv gitin misorim b'snei acheismi? And I think that the Miri really explains that. Shekim agen v'chismo, in other words, in the sense of right. Because how do we know if we see that it was written in the Kavyot of the Isha or so? How do we know that the get was Nimsa? So the Raya, the get was Nimsa, is deduced from the fact that they are Yechzim. And the Yechzim, when they finish signing, they wouldn't turn it over to the Isha. They turned over to the Baal. How did it come in the hands of the Isha? Obviously, it was in from the Baal of the Isha. So why did Rashi say that? But Rashi apparently was disturbed by the expression, Shein Kiyum Haget. the expression kima gets, in other words, the get the star becomes a star only through chesmo. So bishlein gabi sheiver. So the whole star sheiver is a star ayin. So memele kiyuma get means the validity of the star sheiver is through the chesmo because the whole star consists of star ayin. It's not star kiyum. But mashenkin gabi get where the main thing is a kinyan. And since the Mishnah uses the lashon in kiyuma get of a chesmo, so it means not only that we have the riot of the Nitzine through the Chesmo. It means that the get is a get. The Lashon Kiyu means it's valid through the Chesmo. It's valid through the Chesmo. So we got Bishayver, the whole strength of the star consists in Raya. That's all. So Mele Kima Gedwa Chesmo means its validity is the star Raya. It's through the Chesmo. And there is nothing else over and above the Raya aspect. By Sheikha. But by get, so the main thing is the Kinyan. So the expression Kiyuma get, in respect to get, means not only that the Raya emanates from the Chesmo, but the Kinyan also originates in the Chesmo. So that's why Rashi says it means the Mesir. Alright. Omalei Rav Nachman Elomato, in Tichog, in the Yisroel, in the Agabo, Hochaname Dikosher. So what's the Loshi Elo? Elo means, Bishleime, if you don't say it's Rabune, then everything is over. Now, if you say it's Rabune, then it's difficult. I mean, you could have the same kasha, even if you don't say Rabune. It's the same difference.